It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named Jeez. They played and played TSC till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N the Izzy, recording it down straight from his dad Izzy.
Cause it's our show. No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies. Attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see. Because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you
and me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good. It's
amazing.
So great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show all
day. I listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
Squizzy
moment.
Show. What do you need to know show. About the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hackamedia. It costs us a little, but it's free to you.
So sit back and enjoy the show, because here we go. Comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Squizzy Show. Yeah. 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 Like Squizzy Show.
Hey, this is Izzy, doing episode 19 of the Squizzy Show.
Episode 19.
Here with Gene.
The Squizzy Gene. Show!
Squizzy Show!
Yeah. Squizzy Show! We're working on it.
Yeah, so, big news here on the Squizzy front. Last week, Gene's father had a heart attack.
He did.
He had a real-to-life heart attack, like the eating cholesterol, going to the hospital, life-threatening, huge deal. On the scene, we got Gene Angel.
Oh, I see how we're going to do this.
Gene, are you coming through? Are you coming through? Gene, you there?
Yeah, I'm here at the scene of the crime.
What crime?
The crime that my father's heart has committed on his body.
An attack? It has attacked him.
I would say that this could even be ranked as a terrorist threat. Now, the Pentagon hasn't stepped in yet, but my father's heart has been detained. He is in a safe place right now. The doctors say that he will be held for at least another week.
What's the situation like down there? What's happening? How are people responding?
The situation was grim. It was looking bad, but things are starting to pick up. If you look around the people here, they're almost, I would say, enthusiastic about the heart.
The heart having an attack.
They had an attack.
Okay.
Against the heart.
They tried
to stop it. A retaliation attack.
All right.
With a bow and arrow. With poison.
The attack has been stopped. That's what we're getting. Yeah, anyway. So Gene's dad had a heart attack. One day I call him up. He doesn't answer. I leave a message. He calls me back. Yeah, my dad had a heart attack. Grim news.
Yeah, my dad did. First of all, I don't really know what that whole news thing was. That was completely...
That's good.
We're going to keep it, though.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, my dad had a heart attack. He had a heart attack at work. Drove him to the hospital. He was in intensive care for a day. And then he was moved to a regular hospital day. I do this all the time, you notice. A regular hospital room the next day.
Uh-huh.
And, but he's okay now. He seems to be okay. He's back at home. He went to work today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a trooper.
He didn't stay. He went to work. He came back home. He's like, I don't feel so good. I'm not going to go to work. So he's back at home. I mean, literally, he had the heart attack last Tuesday. It's Monday right now. A heart attack. So, I mean.
Trooper.
What I think it is, the heart attack was caused from smoking.
Right,
okay, my dad's been a big smoker the last 135 years, I think. So, the cigarettes, you know, they kill you.
Yeah.
But my dad has been smoke-free since Tuesday. That's almost a week.
It's true. Almost
and today
a
is
week.
Monday.
Right. I talked to him today on the phone, actually.
When?
After you left, I called to see if you were still there. When you're on your way to my house, I talked to him on the phone for a little while.
Oh, all right.
Told him I was sorry that he had a heart attack, you know, felt bad for him, I rooted him on in his journey to not smoke anymore. I told him that I had the cigarettes here at my house in case he ever needed them. If he ever wanted one, just give me a call. So.
Good.
Didn't really do that, though.
Yeah. When my dad had the heart attack, the first thing he told me was get all the cigarettes out of the house. Get them out of his car, so that's what I did. I got all the cigarettes, but I couldn't think of a good place to throw them away because garbage wasn't coming until Wednesday in 2 days.
Right, and he might get as desperate as to look in the trash.
I mean, I don't know. So
smokers do that.
It's an addiction. So I drove up to Isaiah's house, and I brought the cigarettes here, which kind of spawned a little bit of fun, a little bit of a game that we're playing with Ilyse.
Yes.
I'm having a hard day today. I don't know what it is.
You're getting tight-tongued.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he brings them over, and he gives me the cigarettes. And I'm not a smoker, so I was just going to go throw them away. And then I was like, ding! I was like, Gene. I told Gene this in case Ilyse, finds out what's happening. I was like, I'm going to put these somewhere in my room that Ilyse will notice, but they'll look hidden. So I put them in the dresser next to my lamp that she normally doesn't look at. I left it kind of cracked open with, like, the top, like, flap of the cigarette box sticking out, right? So that she might see them, you know, and maybe not say anything or, you know, something might spawn from it. So this was, like, a week ago. And a couple days ago, I was over at her house, and I had eaten a sandwich, like, with some mustard on it or something, and, like, all this yellow crap had gotten my nails from, like, the mustard. So I was, you know, trying to clean out my nails and stuff, and I was like, God, what is all this yellow crap? And she's like, have you been smoking? And I was like, no, not at all. She's like, yes, you have. I was like, no, I don't smoke. And then all was silent for a little while, and I just left it at that.
So it looks like our little prank on Ilyse.
Still, it's ongoing. It's ongoing. I'm interested to see if what I'm thinking is she saw the cigarettes, and she's waiting for me to, like, tell her that I've started smoking or something,
uh-huh.
And it's all being held on the end. Eventually, she's just going to be like, how come you haven't told me you've been smoking? And it'll be grand. It'll be a grand scheme. So we'll update on the next Squizzy show, see how that turns out.
Now, we were supposed to be hosted on the Ben Rev Network. By the way, transitioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're supposed to be hosted on the Ben Rev Network by now. If you don't know about BinRev, they apparently are a network.
Period. Alright, so...
anyway, I guess... I can't remember his name. Stank Dog. And this is when I realized that things may have been not very good. When you approach someone, and I would say a business deal, even though there's no money exchange, you know, we look at this as almost a business.
Yeah, Squizzy Inc.
Yeah, Squizzy Inc. Right. Not copyrighted.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is copyrighted.
Just us saying that we've created Squizzy Inc. is copyrighted. Copywriting.
Is it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Now, I don't know his first name. I don't know his last name. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about their organization. I do have an email contact, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I address the email, I have to say... Mr. Stank Dog. I mean, that should have been my first clue that maybe things weren't going to work out with these guys. And, you know, I tried to get a show up. Honestly, I don't really... It didn't happen. So, but we're pleased to announce that Squizzy will be getting our own web hosting. And Isaiah, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're looking for a domain right now. We're going to get some space. We have a... mediocre little website made up, and we'll probably be posting this episode on that website today if we can get it done. We'll be posting all posts on Hacker Media. We'll post with links to our site.
Absolutely. We're still big fans of Hacker Media, even though we're sort of departing from Hacker Media. We're still big fans.
Still
really,
post
really
that.
Supporting.
Yeah, we were with Hacker Media from the beginning. That's where we started before Hacker Media was Hacker Media. I don't remember. It used to be called something else, didn't it?
No.
No?
It was always Hacker Media.
Where were we hosted before? Oh, yeah. We were hosted on our...
Counter-Strike team set.
Counter-Strike team set. That's right. All right. Well, never mind. We've been with Hacker Media for quite some time, and nothing but respect for Kizzle. So we'll have our own site. Visit it often. I think with our own site, and once we figure out how to actually do things with a website, it'll be good, and we'll have tons of space to upload stuff and tons of space for you to download stuff.
Now, Kizzle made us a really, really great... Kizzle developed this piece of ass. I think that actually he probably took out of his toilet underneath the brim where it has that indentation.
Yeah.
But you know it's there.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're talking about. The site is very crappy, but he said that he's on multiple occasions wanted to do more things with that site and talk to you. But he says every time he tries to talk to you, you disappear in the middle of conversation.
All right.
And he says he has a lot of questions he wants to. I talked to him today. He said there's a lot of questions he wants to ask so that he can develop the site.
Okay, here's the thing about talking to me online. And maybe you've messaged me online, but when I'm online, I'm having a bad day. You notice this?
Just keep going. Just may or might not.
And I do. But the real question is am I really there or not? And probably no. I'm probably not there. Even if I reply, I will get up and leave. I have that much disrespect for you. If you're not one of five people, I will get up and leave without telling you. I'm very disrespectful online.
I can vouch for this.
I mean, it's what I do. And, you know, sometimes you may have caught me in the middle of a porn session.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, but my hands are full. I don't have time to deal with you.
Half full.
Half full.
Yeah. Admit it.
Three quarters full.
Three quarters?
Yeah.
Because I got like two and a half hands full right here.
So, Kizzle, I'm sorry if I may have hurt your feelings. But this goes to anyone that I may be talking to. I get a lot of PMs a day. I'm a very busy and important man in the world of online. So please, don't be offended if I don't get around to talking to you. I don't mean it.
All right. Anyway, so we're going to get a new site and start posting there. Now, all ye Squizzy fans, unite and rejoice in jubilation, for Squizzy Media will be spawned, and Squizzy Media will reign supreme over all things internet.
Squizzy Media. What a terrible domain name.
SquizzyMedia.com?
It's terrible.
I like it.
I don't know. I came up with it. I was sitting...
It spawned from my brain.
I was sitting over there, Squizzy Radio... No, we didn't want Squizzy Radio.
Right,
because we're doing other side projects now.
Yeah.
We did... Squizzy was taken.
Who has Squizzy?
That's another thing. If you're the one that has Squizzy, please, come on.
Give it.
You
give
don't
it
need it.
Give us the access. Why? Squizzy? What in the fuck? In the hell? In the ass?
Makes no sense. Why would they have it?
Ugh.
But it was my idea to go ahead and do Squizzy Media. And then,
I think Squizzy Media is good.
I think it's okay. I think that it's not very catchy.
Should it be SquizzlesTastic.porn.com?
No.
Catchy Squiz.
We'll stay with Squizzy Media for now.
SaQuiz.com.
Now, here's a question. I was rolling through my mind. If Kizzle didn't make the site, I was thinking about just recycling the Saints site again.
No.
For the third time.
What, just making it into a Squizzy site?
Well, we did.
That's an okay site. Do you still have it?
I think I still have it hosted online somewhere.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It's an alright site.
It's an alright site.
Easy to update.
Yeah.
Blog-like-ish? Ish-ish-ish?
Sure. You have to edit. You have to edit the code.
Yeah, but easy.
Yeah, it's an easy update. You know, you may not remember the Saints site
we had up.
I doubt you guys do. We got rid of it. I'd say 9-10 months ago.
Yeah.
We went ahead and went with the directory because it's a little bit more...
Over a year ago.
All right.
Because a year ago, I started dating Elise, and I wasn't on Saints for a long time.
No. We used Saints. Like, we took the Saints site, and then we put it on the Hacker Media site, and that was on there for a really long time.
Oh, yeah. When we were with one of the four shows.
Right.
Black Page.
Yeah, the Black Page era of Hacker Media.
Okay.
That was the white era.
The good era.
The era that didn't suck complete ass.
The era that didn't rob 7-Elevens and wear baggy jeans.
Clever.
Thank you.
Clever. See, that was one of those subtle jokes that we have.
Here's a not-so-subtle joke.
All right.
What's the difference between a white Jew and a black Jew?
Go ahead. What's the difference?
A black Jew has to sit in the back of the oven.
Ah.
And what was funny is that while at work, I told this to a black person. They came in. They thought it was very funny.
Really?
They scoffed at me, and then they laughed. I don't know why I said it. He seemed pretty cool. He may come back and murder me.
Why? Did you know that? Now, did you know this guy?
Yeah, he comes in. He comes in pretty often.
So your friends have semi-friends.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. It's funny. He plays sports and stuff, and he's constantly talking about like having nice stuff, like cars and like awesome computer. And he plays video games all the time and whatnot. But he's always talking about having nice stuff, and I'm always shooting him down. Always. He's
okay.
Always like, man, I'm going to have an Escalade with rims and this and that. I'll be like, man, with one of those, with the rims and the two 15-inch subs in the back and everything. He's like, yeah. I was like, man, roll up to Harvard in one of those. Pfft, no need to take an entrance exam. You're there. You don't have to take an exam to get into Harvard with a Escalade. And he's like, all right, I get it. But I still want one. And I was like, okay, well, you spend your money on that instead of education. It's fun. I like him because I can be open with my racism.
That's good. That's good. I like those kind of black people, and I only know one.
Yeah.
But he's not my friend anymore.
Yeah.
He robbed me. While he was at my house.
Awesome.
Took my television.
Did he carry a 40 around with him?
Son of a bitch. I have pictures of him carrying 240s.
Oh, so by the way, we were taking a shower the other day. I was going through all the pictures on your computer. Like, did a search.
Taking a shower. Star.jpg. Uh-huh.
Did a search.
What'd you find?
Found,
Can't imagine you found anything incriminating.
Nothing. Nothing. Unfortunately. But I found some pictures that I didn't recognize of some guys. It was from the camera that you gave to me, I think. It was like, it might have been like a black guy and like some other guys, and it looked like they were in your house.
There were black people in my house?
Yeah, the name of the pictures were like DSC0001.
Yeah. Probably it's taken with a digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
How many guys?
Two. White guy and a black
Two
guy?
Two. White guy and a black guy. Could have been Carnage and Rafiq, Lost Cause. Rafiq's the black guy that I was just making fun of recently.
Oh, okay.
Just now.
Yeah, I was wondering.
He doesn't listen to the show. I don't think Carnage does either. But they do PM me incessantly. So, fuck you.
Are they like... trying to get on the team, trying to get the hookup.
No. They do constantly want to hang out, though.
Really?
Especially Carnage lately.
Wow.
Carnage is very lonely. Which is weird, because Carnage is one of these guys that does the internet dating. And it works really well for him. He has a phone full of girls' numbers.
Amazing.
It is amazing, and he's got, you know, folders and folders of webcam pictures.
Internet dating. This is a weird thing, but that's how my dad met his wife.
I know. This is strange to me, which is strange to me because I've had a couple of online girlfriends.
Yeah. They're currently still talking to one.
Right.
Which was, like, the next thing I was getting into is I found pictures of, I think, her.
I don't think I have any on her.
So I found pictures of an Asian girl.
Maybe. I do know a few.
Okay.
I do know a few Asian girls.
Yeah, only just one. Her name is Angie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the picture.
Yeah.
I am Angie.
The name of the picture was Angie.
Maybe it was her.
It was hers.
I would just like to go ahead and say I'm only using her for her body.
It's a good thing she listens to the show.
It is a good thing that she... You know what? I didn't mean that. Ah, fuck it, yeah, I did.
So,
I didn't, though.
Yeah. I've seen the conversations between... It's disgusting. It makes me sick.
Now,
asterisks, kisses. What the hell is that, Gene? That makes me sick to my stomach.
This is funny that you bring this up, because we actually were talking about you recently.
Yeah, I know. Talking about my penis.
No.
She
we were
told
actually
me you did.
We were actually talking about you talking about my penis. All right. The phone is ringing.
Obligatory squizzy call. Bam, bam, bam.
It's probably Adam.
Bing, bing, bing.
I think
bing,
that's pretty
bing,
much Adam's ring.
Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, it's Adam. That's work.
All right, Isaiah's going to take the call.
No, I'm not. I'm not taking it.
Oh, he's not taking the call.
It's closed. They're just calling me with the numbers. Anyway.
Okay. So,
must be important.
All right.
Continue.
Take the call. We're going to do some filler here. See, it's inconsiderate, too, because when he does take the call, he takes it so closely that I can still hear him, and it distracts me. And it's never an important call. If it was an important call, I would, you know, gladly let him continue the call. But it's never important. So, I mean, I hate having to do this sort of filler talk. It's amazingly boring, first of all. I know the listeners don't want to hear it. I don't even like listening to it myself, and I'm the one saying it.
Cool. Well, good job. Okay, cool. All right, man. Bye. I'm back.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
All right.
It's work, so you know. I manage a store. I got to answer.
I understand. It's annoying, though.
I do apologize.
Because it happens every time.
I know. It's Squizzy Show getting a phone call.
Anyway,
we can use that.
I was in the shower.
Okay.
We're talking about conversation I had with Angela.
Uh-huh.
So, I was in the shower, and Isaiah starts talking to her. And the first thing that he says is, "So, have you seen Gene's penis?"
No, that wasn't the first thing I said.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry.
It was one of the...
Ouch.
It started off, we were talking about stuff, and I said, we're talking about my penis, and
oh,
she said
yeah,
that you had
yeah.
seen it.
I have.
Which is true. And then I said, well, something about your penis.
Right. And
she said you didn't have a penis.
She told me that in that moment she was mortified that she had no idea what she was gonna do. Because, my God, apparently she has. But you know what? Here's the thing, guys. I'm gonna get in so much trouble with her, which is weird. It's sort of an odd concept to think about.
You can't... This is what I've been trying to tell you. You can't get in trouble with the girl you met on the internet because she doesn't exist. She's real. You talk to her. You have an online relationship. But online relationships are not real relationships, no matter how much you want them
and
to
this
be.
And this is what I've been telling her. I've been telling her, and less mean, but I've been telling her, you know, please don't try to make this like a real-life relationship when it's an online relationship.
She can't tell you, like if you say something that she doesn't like, she can't be like, don't say stuff like that, because she's not your girlfriend. And even if she was your girlfriend, I don't let my girlfriend say stuff like that.
There's definitely a hop.
Yeah.
But, you know, it works. I mean, you know, for... I can totally tell that it's over, but... But yeah, for what it is now, it's really cool.
Okay, and that's fine. That's sad.
Yeah, I mean
it's
that's cool.
Gene.
But speaking of girls, Adam is working with a new girl, who he insists is the love of his life. Now he never actually told me this, but I assume it because. Here's the description.
No, wait. He insists something that he never told you. Is that what you're trying to say?
That's that is the comment that I made.
It's comment. Okay, keep going.
Okay, so Adam tells me he's describing this new girl.
Whoa,
that
whoa, 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 wait, wait. I need to go a little background first.
Oh, okay. All right.
Adam hasn't had a girlfriend in 5 years.
Right.
Adam's had. Not barely even a girl friend in 5 years.
And it's not because Adam is hideous or anything.
Yeah.
Though he is.
he is, but it's not the reason. I think the reason is that he doesn't know what to do or doesn't get out and try and do things. He doesn't really get it. Like, he seems interested in getting a girl, but he doesn't ever, like, he doesn't ever like go somewhere and try to meet them. He's not that type of guy.
Right.
He pretty much has to wait for one to come to him. So he hasn't had a girl in a long time. So any single girl that pretty much he ever works with, he's probably going to go after. I can see that.
I can see that happening. And, you know, Adam's cool and all, but he Plano does this to men.
You really have no room to talk.
Me?
About girls.
Oh, me?
You don't get out.
What are you talking about?
I
get out all the time.
Dude, no, you don't.
Not anymore. When I was in school, I used to get out all the time. But
when you went to school.
You're right. I haven't been getting out.
Well, we've been trying.
Too much. We have been trying.
Yeah, we've been talking. You know, went to downtown Dallas at one time.
And as soon as I hit the 18, I think we're
that's
set.
That's pretty much on. Me and Gene are simultaneously turning 18 and 21.
Yeah, I think we talked about this briefly, but this
is... You know
what
that adds up to? 39. It's almost 40. Don't know what that means, but it's cool.
God, dude, 40.
God,
that's
40.
Almost 80.
Almost 40 combined.
It's nuts. I was thinking about this the other day. But you know what? I'm straying from my point here, which I can't remember what it is.
Neither do I.
God damn it. All right, let me think. Hang on.
We were talking about Adam. Adam and the girl that he's working
with. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. So this is the description that Adam gives me. Blonde hair. Blue eyes. Tiny. 4'11".
4'11". Practically midget size. Now, Adam is like 5'3".
Right. So this works out pretty well for Adam. Mm-hmm. Just turned 17.
Adam just turned 21.
Oh.
There's she the is of she is of consensual age.
That's true.
In Texas.
That's
17.
True.
She could get married to him if she wanted.
Now, she's not in high school. She just graduated. Early graduation.
She going to college?
I don't know.
Okay.
She's working though.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that because she's not Mexican or black or some sort of Asian.
Mm-hmm.
She is white, so she probably is going to college.
More than likely.
So I'm thinking that she got maybe a summer job.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't really know. But the, you know, GameStop tends to hire girls like that. So, I mean...
And Adam is... When he works with this girl, he's working one-on-one with her. If they work together, they will
right.
be working alone.
Right.
This to Adam is a big deal.
This to Adam is almost a date.
Yeah.
I would say.
He's probably about the one of the first times he's been alone with a girl in a long time. And frankly... I am mortified as to what's going to happen.
You know what?
I'm going to get a phone call from the police. A phone call from Adam. Zab and Joe. So I was working. I was working with this new chick, right? Got all up on her. Couldn't help myself. Natural things happen. Now I'm in jail. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, that is probably going to happen. But I've already decided that I'm going to drive to that store personally and introduce myself to this girl because she's a little bit more my age.
Jean, you're 6'10".
6'4".
Jean's 6'4", the girl's 4'11". She would approximately come up to his navel.
Where's the argument here?
Now, granted, there's room for a height difference. But that much height difference? Uh-uh.
You don't think so?
No, I'd say there's a 6-inch height difference, like girl coming up to your chin, maybe.
You think that's it?
But over a foot height difference, absolutely not.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I think the only reason that I would do it is simply to crush Adam's hopes and dreams. I think once that I spoiled her, Adam could not look at her again. That's kind of what I'm going for here.
Maybe. All right, well, that's an idea. It's an
what
idea. I think it's pretty mean.
It is mean, but you know what? Adam is a mean guy.
Okay.
He is a mean guy.
He's not mean.
He is very mean.
He's not mean.
He is mean.
He's pessimistic.
Oh, come on.
Pessimistic.
He's a mean guy.
Most.
He's a mean guy.
He's done nothing
All right,
to
now,
you.
There's something I want to point out here. Every show... We have two chairs facing each other. Okay? Yeah. Every single one. And Isaiah typically gets a rocking chair. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. It depends where we are, at my house or Isaiah's house. Now, it does not matter the position that we're sitting in. Somehow, Isaiah will put his foot on my chair.
What can I say?
Why do you have to do it?
I like to rest my... When I'm sitting here alone, Gene, I put my feet up on the desk while I'm playing on the computer. And when I'm facing you, you're the only person that I have to put my legs on.
I don't like it.
I will try and remedy the situation for you.
I appreciate that. And Isaiah, he's been doing a lot of nice things for me lately. He's been... Well, for example... He made me a sandwich as soon as I walked in the door.
I did.
Like
thank you very
a
much.
A good bitch should. Bitch.
Okay.
Bitch.
Yeah, that.
Cha cha cha.
All right. Well, the bitch says, "Move."
Okay.
Okay, so, I made him a sandwich. I hung out with him a lot when his dad had a heart attack.
Yeah, that was
trying
nice
to, you know, trying to give him some comfort. Mm-hmm.
It's nice to have the house.
I bet it was. Yeah. When I went over to Gene's house after the heart attack had happened, you know, went in, gave him a hug, told him everything was okay. And just about the first thing he says to me is, like, so if my dad dies, I'm going to get the house and you're moving in, okay? I looked at him. I was like, how could you say that? He's like, I'm just saying, you know, could happen. So you're going to move in. It'll be party times, right? Be good times. Okay. I thought that was one of the cold... He actually said, you know, he's my dad, but, you know. And I have since considered you a heartless bastard. That was boggled my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. That was the effect I was going for. And it's not that I don't love my dad. I love my dad. But, you know.
If he dies.
If he does, it's good to have a plan.
Right. That's a plan. I would move in with you.
Right.
Watch out after you. Change your clothes.
Okay.
Not really. I would be like the messiest house on the earth.
Yeah, it would
be pretty bad. Probably get condemned by the state.
I think we would get fines from just the smell.
We'd be holding bonfires in the living room. I don't even want to think what would happen. But we came up with this whole plan. If his dad died, so
but he didn't.
We're set. He didn't.
He didn't die.
He didn't die. Fortunately.
Fortunately. Fortunately. I'm not. So, I'm not a cold-hearted bastard. I just have a weird sense of humor. I admit it.
Yeah,
you know.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So talking about Adam.
Back to Adam.
He's working with this girl, and I personally, you know, if anything comes of it, that's awesome.
I'm
afraid he might laugh around her.
Oh no.
I'm afraid something's going to happen and he'll start laughing and that might ruin his chances.
Adam has a laugh and it's not a good laugh, but he knows it's not a good laugh, so he's extremely self-conscious about it. So anytime he does laugh...
He does. I can almost... Like, if I wouldn't have...
I'm not done with my point.
I keep going!
Okay. So anytime he does laugh, he changes. He distorts it even more to try to make it less annoying, but it actually makes it sound more unnatural.
I don't know. I've known him for so long that I would almost think that it's a fake laugh, but it's his real laugh, and I've never heard anything quite like it.
Can you do it?
It always starts off, you know, something will happen, and then... Yeah. It's sad because I've been told that sounds exactly like him.
It's perfect. Oh man, that's spot on. Spot on.
And there's nothing against this. I personally absolutely love Adam's laugh. Whenever we go to the movies or something, he laughs. Even if it's not a funny part, it makes me laugh because I like being around people that can just laugh.
Me too.
Because I have a hard time, like, when I'm in a movie, you know, I'm generally, like, you know, laughing, but I'm never just out, and I love being with people like that, because it's awesome, and it makes, right. it makes life better.
It does.
But, I mean, Adam's great. I wish that he had a girlfriend with all of my heart, and...
So do I.
There are a few reasons that he doesn't. I think we'll probably... talk about that another time.
Yeah, I don't really want to get into it.
We can talk about it maybe with Adam.
You know,
I would love to get him on the show and discuss why he doesn't have a girlfriend.
Adam would never come on the show. Adam hates this show.
Adam doesn't hate this show.
He hates the show.
I've talked to him.
He never listens to it.
Because he knows us, and us doing the show is like a normal day of us hanging out together. So it's he already knows us, and when he listens to the show, he doesn't hear, you know, Gene and Izzy. He hears his longtime friends who are talking about things that they talk about every day.
That's true, and that's the way we've modeled the show purposefully.
Yeah.
So as to bring the listener, you guys, in. This is every day for us.
It really
is. This is every day on the phone.
If you were to come hang out with the Gene and the Izzy, other people can vouch for that for us. I mean, it's the way we talk all the time. Gene walks in. Hey, Izzy, what's going on? I'm like, hey, Gene, blah, blah, blah. And we start talking about stuff just like we do on the show.
I mean, even when we're just coming in the door, we say, Hey, Isaiah, this is Hangout, episode number 542.
All right, well, what we'll be talking about today is I went to work and it sucked. Gene, what do you have to say about that?
Oh, man, I totally know how you feel there. I slept till 4. Man.
I hate you, Gene, for always sleeping in late. Man, you're so lazy.
This is not... And you know, this is a day in our life, and that's really why we put the show out, is because we think we're pretty.
It's great.
Pretty good like that. You know, I've been having.
Oh, my ass.
Wait a minute. We got two gigantic itches right at once. Me on my testicles, and then the shaft of my penis, and Isaiah. Actually,
it's
I think
left ass cheek. Not it's not the hole. It's that left ass. I don't know. It doesn't smell. My ass.
See, I was smart. I'm scratching through my pocket.
Through the pocket. Dude, this itch was a direct skin contact itch.
A level 5, at least.
At least level 6 even. It was just wow.
I would say that mine was a level 4, ass. Level 5 itch.
The scrotal shaft can get pretty itchy sometimes.
It gets itchy. Yeah. But, you know, I have so many weird problems with my balls that I just accept it. Mm-hmm. Whatever sensation that I get, be it itch, pain, pleasure, you know what? I just roll with it because I've had it all.
Yeah.
I've had it all.
Gene has random
ball pain. What?
Yeah, why?
Does anyone ever get it?
I get ball pain.
Do you?
I didn't. Every once in a while, I don't care what I'm doing. Like the right or the left one will just go be like slow motion. My and I think this is just a natural thing that happens to every guy. It's your nut saying stop it. Stop doing this 3 times a day.
Oh man.
Anyway. One thing I wanted to talk about was throat bubbles.
Ah.
This is something we've been
it's been happening
talking about
us.
Recently. You know how whenever you go somewhere, especially if you drink like a milkshake or eat some ice cream or something, you'll be talking to a friend. You'll be like, "Hey man, what's going on?" And they'll be like, "Hey, what's going on?" and they get the throat bubble effect, and they sound like Meat Water or Stitch from Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious, and. We really hadn't noticed it until recently.
It never, ever happened.
It did happen.
It never happened.
It was happening.
It was never
happening. I guarantee
you
it was happening.
It was never happening.
It was happening.
No.
Anyway, we recently started noticing it.
Right. And it's always been Isaiah, I'd like
it's
to
It's always
out.
Me. I don't know why. Could be the cum.
I've noticed that it...
When I started drinking my own cum, it started happening a lot more often.
Huh. There could be a connection there. Giving the sustenance of cum.
I come to understand that it's chunky.
No. Yeah?
That's what
you know, whatever.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, but going back to my point, I find that
it feels like grits.
I found
in the mouth
that it happens.
Tastes like butter.
More if you drink orange juice in the mornings.
Really?
Do you do this?
No, I don't drink orange juice in the mornings at all.
Then I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Lately, I don't know.
It seems to be happening with soda and even water.
I might be getting sick.
I think you could be.
Yesterday, I had the hiccups for 5 hours straight.
Oh, I got an itch right by the mic.
Bet that sounds good. Real good. Oh, that's some good itching sound.
All right.
I'm set. So, yeah, throat bubbles are funny. Keep an eye out. You'll start noticing them if you start looking for them.
You can't miss them. And I think we're going to start calling them throubles. Let's call them throubles.
Throat bubbles.
I can't do it. Throubles, do you like that?
Pick the meat bridge.
Ass. Yeah. So they're officially called throubles.
Throubles, okay. Throubles. So watch out for the throubles. They'll get you.
They'll sneak up on you. And it even happens in the most serious of situations. You can't control it.
Gene, I've got some grave news for you. Your dad's dead. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I had a throuble.
I can only imagine if that happened in a medical situation.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, I have some grave news. Your son Bobby has a tumor. I think perhaps doctors should purposely start saying it like that to kind of numb the situation. Lessen the pain of the message that's coming across. Come up with some, like, juggling clowns behind them and circus music. You know. I don't know.
Oh, man. Anyway. If we ever make a movie, that is going in.
Throubles.
The throuble scene with the doctor.
I think the mic has been really close to my mouth recently. I just moved it. Could be some bad sound.
You been making bad noises?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Well, we will find out when we go ahead and put this up.
I do apologize for any blowing sounds in the mic.
Me too.
Or whatever.
I apologize for his stupidity.
Thank you, Gene.
Fag.
Yeah, I know. Born that way.
No.
Can't help it.
That's an interesting topic. Are they born that way? I don't think so.
No.
I think the giant fags.
No. Animals aren't. Sometimes dogs will hump other dogs, but it's not because they're gay.
I hear that it happens sometimes in the wild with penguins.
That's because you can't tell, man. If you were a penguin, how could you tell the difference? Have you seen?
They all look
the same.
You're right.
It's like black people. How do they know?
They don't.
I know.
Close their eyes, hope for the best.
Yeah.
If it's another guy, they're just like, ho, 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 ho.
Damn, nigga. This. Oh, well. Keep going. It's good.
You gotta make that call. Keep going.
So, if you were black and you're walking around naked and you took a poo, would it look like you were growing a tail?
That's a good question.
People are like, holy shit, he's growing a tail. Oh my god, it fell off. That's gross.
Huh. That's a good question.
I just thought of that. Pictured it in my head.
Yeah? Original?
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's been good. It's a good show.
Yeah, I think this has been
one.
A pretty good show.
It's good. Relaxed. Didn't do any
No prep.
Meditating.
Premeditated topicking.
Whoa. Yeah. That's like the biggest word ever. And we're going to say that it's one word.
Are we?
Premedicated topicking.
Not premedicated. Premeditated.
That's too hard to say.
Premeditated topicking.
So this kid calls my store asking for Pokemon Emerald.
Aww.
Yeah. Pokemon Emerald.
You guys have Pokemon Emerald?
And I was like, shit, nah. Yeah.
I didn't know kids still talked like that.
Little kids, I call up all the time. Like, little kids, I don't know how they even know how to dial a phone. It's like their parents are purposely dialing it and giving it to the 3-year-old. It's amazing. I'm always polite, kind, and stuff, and it's... I hate it.
That's sad. Can you tell me when you have this for?
And they'll sometimes say completely non-comprehensible phrases. They'll be like,
When do you have Halo 2, then when, if I, when they trade the hair, can you play Halo 2?
I'm like, yes.
Dang it. My mom said that I can't play it.
All right. Hanging up now. It's weird.
That's a weird situation for little kids.
So my nose. One thing we've never talked about is how my nose is perpetually stopped up through my entire life.
Is it?
Yeah.
My nose used to be like that when I was younger. But it cleared up lately.
One of my nostrils, I can't breathe through at all times.
Okay.
See, I can only breathe through one nostril right now.
Uh-huh.
And there's never a time I can breathe through both. Unless I'm eating something really hot and my nose is runny.
Okay. Now you're going to tell him why?
I don't know why.
Why not? Go to a doctor.
If I care, I can still breathe.
Maybe you have sleep apnea.
I'm awake.
You have awake apnea.
I don't know what apnea is.
It's like when you can't breathe. You sleep.
I can breathe. Through my mouth.
No, you can't. Obviously, you can't breathe.
It's one nostril right there.
Obviously, you're having trouble breathing. You wake up a lot in the middle of the night.
Never.
You have sleep apnea.
In fact, I sleep with my face in the pillow normally, or with the pillow over my head, so I can get as small amount of oxygen as possible. Like the less I can breathe, the faster I go to sleep. Okay, I always put my head under the pillow.
You'll suffocate yourself. As to sleep faster.
I guess. I've always done it, though. Like, as a kid, I would get on the couch and push my face, like, between the cushions.
Why?
And then the more you breathe into it, it gets really warm on your face, and you just fall asleep.
You don't fall asleep? That has to be the most uncomfortable position
in the
world.
No, I love it. I always push my face. Like, if Elisa's spending the night, she'll be like, she always sleeps on her side, like, with her back to me. And I'll push my face, like, next to the bed and her back.
Yeah, I get
it. To where I, like, I'm smothered.
Why don't you just have her turn into you?
She can't sleep facing me.
Who could?
I think it's more of a heat thing. It gets too hot. Like, you'll see. Whenever you get a girlfriend you can sleep with.
Yeah.
Next
never.
10 years. Maybe even never.
Maybe never.
Yeah, there's... You sleep... Like, the first few times they spend the night, you really try and stick it out. Like, you put your arm around them, and... Oh, my God, it's so uncomfortable. Your arm falls asleep. It hurts. You don't want to move, though. You're being chivalrous. And then it gets hot. Different, like... It's a different type of hot whenever you have, like, two naked bodies pressed up against each other.
All right.
Because it starts getting, like...
It's a clammy
sticky,
hot.
Sweaty, like...
Gotcha.
Like a summer day that's just rained outside hot.
Ah.
And then you're like... So, you get to where you, like, sleep apart because it's just more comfortable that way. Well, so, yeah, unless one of you is, like, facing the back and then the other person, like, presses up against
you're
the
spinning.
Back, it's not... It's not as bad, but you still can't put the arms around. And I don't understand how people can sleep on their side, by the way. I sleep on my back.
I sleep on my back or my side. I can't sleep on my stomach.
I'll fall asleep on my stomach when I wake up in the morning and then turn over and fall asleep on my stomach.
No, I can't do it.
But I only sleep on my back. Like, when I go to bed, my legs are straight, my hands are folded on my chest, and that's how I fall asleep every night. Can't fall asleep if I'm not in that position. Ask Adam. Every time I'm at his house, I fall asleep on his bed. He sees me fold my hands on my chest.
Oh, hey,
I'm gone.
Didn't you just get get to telling me that you have to have your face scrunched in between two butt cheeks or whatever?
No. What I'll do is I'll put the pillow on my face when I'm sleeping in bed.
Okay, so you're not on your stomach with the pillow over your... I had you a completely different position in my mind.
Yeah, I'm laying on my back with the pillow on my face. And I breathe into the pillow and it gets really warm.
Okay.
All around my head.
That's really, really strange.
I don't know why. I've always done it. Sometimes I'll... But then I'll put the pillow under my head after a while. I generally don't fall asleep that way.
I like to have my hand under the pillow, and then I like to sort of couple it against the side of my head. The same way that you would do that if you were possibly...
Uh-huh.
Elise has joined us. The same way that you would do it possibly...
Hello, Elise. Hey, here she is.
She's here.
The subway.
Yeah. Awesome. Fucking, I'm trying to say something.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Okay,
right, we'll just move on.
Tell me. I want to know what you're
going to say. I don't want to tell you anymore.
What were we talking about?
I don't want...
Thank you.
...to tell you anymore.
But anyway, I'm saying I don't know how people can sleep on their side. I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
My arm falls asleep. When I'm my shoulder, like, my arm gets pressed up against my body.
Because you're doing it wrong.
Or even if I move my arm out
up. You have to sleep... Sort of, imagine that you're in a window seat of an airplane.
Yeah.
That's
arm
how you
falls
have to
sleep. Gets cramped.
The key is to fall asleep before your arm does.
Yeah, but I don't wake up because my arm's in such excruciating pain.
Isn't that fun, though, when you wake up and you can't feel your arm at all? And you just throw it against the wall repeatedly?
Yeah. What's weird is when it's gone past that point to where you can't even move it.
Yeah,
Where it doesn't happen very often to me. Very rarely, maybe one or two times in my whole life. But
right.
My arm has been so asleep when I woke up that I looked over at my hand and I told it to move with my brain, and it didn't move. And it's just mortifying. And then I stand up and do the little Ace Ventura 2 run through the woods.
It's nice. Right. It's kind of a scary feeling when you... I actually thought that I had lost my arm when it happened to me.
I was like, wait
a minute. Or maybe I had dislocated it or something in my really strange in my sleep.
Right.
And then I realized that it had fallen asleep, and I do enjoy throwing it against the wall.
Yeah. It's nice when you can't feel things. Last time I went to the movies with you guys, went and saw Kung Fu Hustle. By the way, one of the best movies I've seen in years.
Absolutely. Probably the best comedy movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, so funny.
Definitely the best kung fu movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, best kung fu movie ever, and so funny. Like, I haven't laughed. I can honestly say I haven't laughed that hard in a movie since Basketball came out in the theater.
I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in the movie theater.
I was laughing so hard that like my chest hurt. It was awesome, and I loved every moment of it.
So did I. It was a good movie. So we recommend that you guys go see that Kung Fu Hustle
by Stephen Chow, same guy who did Shaolin Soccer.
Absolutely.
And Elise says that it's a good date movie. Guess she would know, being on a date movie.
.com.
Datemovie.com.
Your premium source for date movies.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Elise says that if any of you guys want to take a girl out on a date, that's a good movie to go and see, but we've already rejected that thought because we know that none of you guys have girls to take dates
probably
out
not.
On.
And she's a woman. We don't need to listen to her.
Take girls dates out on.
Take out girls on dates.
I said it.
Take
wrong.
Girls out on dates.
Take
right.
dates
right?
girls out on.
Girls take on dates out. They do.
Oh, they do it.
They do it. I know.
They do it.
So, anyway, I was at the movie and watched the whole movie with my feet sitting up. And when I stood up, my foot wasn't asleep, but the right-hand side of my right foot was asleep. The last three toes on the foot. So when I stood up, I fell over. Because I had no balance. It felt like I only had two toes. I kind of felt like a Ninja Turtle. Jean's feet are in my face.
It sucks, doesn't it? How's it smell?
Not bad. Those are some fresh socks, I think.
They weren't crunchy when I put them on.
Not so splooged in as the other socks.
I go through this, line of socks on the ground.
Yeah.
Pick them up. Crunch, yep. Pick the next one.
Crunchy,
yep.
Throw all the crunchy socks away.
But I always have to do it again, because they always mix up again somehow.
I used to have the same problem.
Now instead of socks, you have a vagina.
Gotta feel the crusty vagina.
Crusty. At least agrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gross.
Let's move on.
What? Yeah. You sounded exactly like Wayne from Wayne's World right then, by the way.
Let's move on.
Which is a move that Isaiah hadn't even seen until recently.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't seen it till like a couple months ago. And it was like the movie of my generation. Gene's rubbing my nipple with his foot. And it feels so good. I like it.
I'm going to take my feet off of him now.
Still there. That's all right. You can leave him there.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I think after the rubbing your nipple with my toe, it kind of gets...
Doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, it's
lost its charm.
A little awkward. I did it to show you how it feels, by the way, to have your feet
on. I like it. I could have your feet on me every time, and I would like it more than anything. It would be a pleasure.
No, I don't think that you
for
would.
For you to rest your feet on me and fondle my nipples with your toes.
You know, I really think you're just saying that.
Every day.
To be a gentleman.
I like it.
I think in actual opinion, you don't enjoy it.
I do.
No, I don't think you do.
So, The other day, we were at Best Buy, me and Elise, and I got the CD and stuff, and we were driving, and
well,
she
wait,
said...
Wait, what CD did you get?
Something corporate CD. Love that CD. Ah! God! Asshole! I love Something Corporate. Don't punch my leg. God! It hurts. Why?
First of all, why are you buying CDs when you can download them for free? Second of all, why would you buy a CD from a 12-year-old girl punk band?
12-year-old girl punk band. Alright, I don't see them as punk. I like their songs. I like the singer. And I can sing like him so that whenever I listen to him sing, I sing along and I imagine that it's me. Okay? I like to do that. Anyway.
Alright, I'm sorry.
So we're in the park. That hurts. There's going to be
sorry.
A bruise on my leg.
I didn't mean to
Gene?
Hit it.
God.
I didn't mean to hit it that hard.
Whatever. So we're in the parking lot. And I got this CD, and she says, "Oh my God!" I'm like, "What is it?" She's like, "It's the longest arm hair I've ever seen." And she pulled her arm up, and there was a 3-inch long arm hair. I'm not kidding. Like, and it was weird because it was long and clear. Like, and it was her hair.
Okay.
It looked as if a head hair fell off of her, off of someone else's head. Stop.
Ah!
Gene's having a nut pain as we speak, ladies and gentlemen.
A urethra pain.
Urethra pain? Did you jack it before you came over?
No, I didn't.
Is this a post-urethra jacking it pain?
No.
It is. You did, didn't you?
No,
did
I didn't.
Did you do it today?
No.
Didn't jack?
No.
Last night?
No.
Oh, my ass.
The day before.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. It's been almost...
You didn't jack yesterday?
No.
Wow.
I didn't.
It's at least an everyday thing.
Sometimes. It can be. It depends on my mood. That's a bad pain.
One of those AA batteries get lodged in there?
You know, I never got one of those out.
Oh, shit.
I'm waiting to sneeze it up one day.
All right, well...
Anyway,
so it was long-ass hair. It looked like it had fallen off the head of, like, a passing blonde girl and embedded itself into her skin. It was amazing. So I reached over and I just yoinked it out. And it was weird because it was, like, permed. Like, it wasn't just a straight hair.
So
It wasn't curly. It wasn't curly. It was bendy. Like a bobby... Like a bobby pin. Is like... You know, like... crimped. It was crimped.
All right.
It was weird.
Strange. This is strange hair.
Yeah, it was weird hair. Did I ever mention that on my leg, I have a single black hair?
I'm looking at the outside of your pants, and it's...
These are not black. These are, like,
they're
blonde.
Black.
These are blonde.
No, those are blackish.
No, they're not black black.
They're not black like that.
No. They're not... I mean, no, it's blacker than that. I'm talking, like, midnight pitch black. And it's on
wait,
my...
Wait, hang on.
No.
This is black hair. This is black hair.
That's pretty black. This hair is even blacker. It's on my upper thigh. I don't want to show you.
That's okay.
But I have one straight-up black hair. It's not growing out of a mole or anything.
Strange.
It's black. Strange. I've had it my whole life. Keep pulling it out. It
keeps coming back.
Don't want that black shit on my leg.
Yeah. Nigger of the group. Get that nigger off my upper thigh.
Oh, God.
Oh. Elise is throwing the racist police trash at me.
All right. So, those are all my stories, man. I'm out. I'm out of stories now. I'm done.
You think we're out of time? I think we're out of time.
We're out of time. People are sick of hour and a half show.
It says 1.5.
Does that mean an hour and a half or an hour and 5 minutes?
I don't know.
I think it's an hour and 5 minutes.
I think it's an hour and a half.
Damn, nigga.
You said that.
That
a lot
shit today. Is whack.
You said a lot of the N word today.
Yeah, I know. I'm comfortable with it now that we're not on Hacker Media.
Oh yeah, but we are.
Nah.
But no, we're not.
Yeah,
we're
free.
So fuck you, Ben Rev.
That's right.
Fuck you hard.
Fuck you right in the nose.
Nasal.
In the cavity. And if you stick it far enough up the nose, you can actually penetrate the brain. And that feels good to the penis.
So on that note, Gene and Izzy here for another episode of Squizzy Radio.
The first host-free radio show.
No longer parasites.
Right. We have our own hosting now.
SquizzyMedia.com. If you have a question, comment, or anything that you would like us here at
Squizzy
Radio.
Anything whatsoever.
I'm trying to do the promo. Do you mind?
I'm helping you out.
Anything, comments, questions, SquizzyRadio@SquizzyMedia.com. We're going to have that email set up for you. If you have a personal question for Squizzy.
Say, Squizzy Radio. What was the... What?
What?
What was the email address you gave?
SquizzyRadio@SquizzyMedia.com.
I don't know how you're going to pull that off, but...
How are we not going to pull it off?
I don't even know. What are we... Isn't squizzy at gmail.com? Squizzyradio
at
gmail.com?
But if we have the host, you silly person.
All right, well...
It's going to be a... It's going to come with email accounts.
Really?
Of course.
I didn't know that.
They always do.
Awesome. Okay, Squizzy Radio.
Or do you want to just do it squizzy@squizzymedia.com?
Both. SquizzyRadio@SquizzyMedia.com and Squizzy@SquizzyMedia.com. Probably Squizzy Radio.
You like radio?
SquizzyRadio@SquizzyMedia.
Why not just Squizzy?
Because Squizzy Radio is reserved for Squizzy Radio.
Why can't we reserve a Squizzy for Squizzy Radio? I'm just, why not? Why make it that much longer?
I want to.
Okay. SquizzyRadio@SquizzyMedia.com.
SquizzyRadio@SquizzyMedia.com.
What was that?
I was repeating you. To emphasize.
If you have a question, comment, anything you would like us here to answer.
I was right about it being
about.
One.
What the
one,
hell is wrong one, with
one
you?
Hour and,
I just want to
1 hour
do
and
this
10
one
minutes
time.
Now. 1 hour and 10 minutes now.
All
bitch.
Right. All right. 1 hour, 10 minutes.
Okay. Just pointing out that I was right and you were wrong.
Okay.
Okay.
You were right. I was wrong.
Okay.
If you have a question, comment, anything you would like us here at Squizzy Radio to talk about on air.
I'm generally right.
If you have a question, comment, anything that you would like us here at Squizzy Radio to talk about, please send us an email at SquizzyMedia.com. SquizzyMedia.com.
All right, thanks, guys. It's been a fun time, fun show. And we'll be churning these out from now on.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So this is Izzy saying Shpadoinkle.
Shpadoinkle, guys.
Mr. Goodbar, Special Dark, I've got those.
Hershey's Miniatures. Yarn and tech, wherever you go. Hershey's Miniatures. Yarn and tech, wherever you go. Hershey's Miniatures. They're essential for dating, you know. Say you're like Christopher Walken, and you go out with 15 girls in the same week, and they go, "Hey, Christopher, you want some candy?" And he goes, "What? Good? You want good? Yeah. What kind of candy would you like?" Mr. Goodbye, you know, crackle.
I've got that.
Hershey's Miniatures. You ought to take wherever you go. And he says, "Cornwall, because that's my name, that crime's not gonna work today. I'll let you go if you got some candy. What kind of candy would you like? Crackle, Mr. Good Bar, and Special Dark. I've got those! Hershey's Miniatures, you gotta take wherever you go, 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 go.